Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're into hour number two, and we've got Eric Mancal-Muller, syndicated radio host, hit show, God, Guns, and Automobiles. The White House has openly wanted shut down. It's like they want Jenny McCarthy kicked off The View. Incredible. Finishing up with him before we come back with news and take your phone calls. You were telling a story about a preacher Chicago.
He basically said, look, if he's in court, and he said, if the judge doesn't judge me, then God will judge her. God judges all of us. And, of course, that's a threat, and they want to put the pastor in jail. This is what's happened in Canada, where they make Christian preachers. Everything that a Christian says is hate speech.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Okay. In fact, they want to put him in jail for saying, fine, God will judge. They hate that.
Yeah. Quickly, the number two book in America is called Zealot, written, everybody's interviewed this writer, who is an Islamo-fascist, anti-Christian Muslim. Nobody mentions that in their interviews. And people are reading this book thinking that Christianity was made up. And he's basically using the line that a lot of Islamo-fascists use. Two other quick things, Alex. Two other quick things. You asked me what I want to talk about. Here we go. 93-year-old woman raped and beaten almost to death by an illegal. I thought it was only scientists and the next person that was going to cure cancer that was coming here illegally. What about all these great people that are breaking into our country we keep hearing about? One other thing. I was in Kansas City filming the TV show for the History Channel, and I've been all over America. I was in New York when the riots were supposed to break out. I think it's really a great time right now in America. We talk about the negatives. Let me say something great. Al Sharpton, my friend, he's a friend of mine. We don't agree on anything politically. But Jesse Jackson and others have tried to stir up the race hate. That's how they make their money. If we
talked on your show today. You think it's backfiring.
Brother, I want to tell you, you and I have talked about this. I think it's wonderful that African Americans have woken up and said, you know what, we're not buying into it. We're not going to burn our neighborhoods. We've done that. It's stupid. Not a single white person thinks Zimmerman is white. Trayvon's record is that he had burglary tools in his locker and stolen items.
And the suppressed photos on his phone was a gun and loot, reportedly.
The guy was violent. This rap music is violent. This is what the culture is producing. Anyway, look, the kid was probably doing Robitussin, watermelon soda, and Skittles. It's a hot drug here now in Chicago. Skittles.
Well, I mean, look at the gangster photos he was putting out, sporting the full grill and the gangster, Flavor Flay look.
Look, I've interviewed some of the jurors, and let me tell you what I've come to believe, Alex, and I want to share this quickly with your audience. Zimmerman would have gotten 2 or 3 years. He probably should have spent a year or two in jail. Sorry, I know that offends some people. A kid was killed. I wish Trayvon had not been killed. But the judge was so repulsive, and I believe so pressured by Obama to put Zimmerman in jail for 25 years, that when the jury said, you know what, if we give it over to this judge, she's going to put him away for 25 years. She's going to put Zimmerman away forever, and we can't do that. Had this judge been reasonable, and not so obviously biased.
That's what Jimmy Carter said. Yeah, they overcharged him.
They overcharged him.
Wasn't that judge just a giant pile of Bravo Sierra?
What's that?
That judge looked like a giant steaming pile of Bravo Sierra.
He looked like something that Jabba would poop out.
It's exactly. That's good. I'm going to steal that Jabba poop.
So, all right. Well, brother, listen, I appreciate your props on the show, and you're a tough critic, so I appreciate it. And hey, look, it is about family, and I think, crazy people in Austin, just like in Chicago, we believe in family. And,
exactly. Listen, you've offered me in these TV pitches to be part of it. I'm always just too busy, and I don't believe they're going to give me a show. I've been offered a bunch of others in the contracts, but it's too controlling. But I love appearing in shows.
What happened with Jesse?
He didn't want to do it anymore, and they offered me that show, basically, and other shows. And they're all good guys, but you don't control it, so that's basically why I didn't do it. You know how much work it is. I don't know how you do a daily radio show and do these shows.
It's tough. Well, my brother films 7 days a week. I film 3 days a week. I haven't seen the show because it's too personal for me, but it's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool.
Well, the episodes are getting better. The first one was pretty good. The third one I've seen, it's awesome. Okay. Mancal, we'll talk to you soon. Mancal,
brother, keep up the good fight.
Let me say bye to you in the break.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are now into hour number two, and I want to open the phones up here on any issue we should discuss. We're going to do first-time calls again today. I like to alternate first-time calls. It's always nice to do wide-open phones, but then folks wanting to plug things or bring up idiosyncratic issues basically dominate the show. So that's why I do first-time calls about half the time. We don't screen your calls, just first-time calls. 800-259-9231 on all the news we just covered in the last hour. Or I love the wild card grab bag wheel of fortune for whatever you want to bring up here on the transmission. Any questions, any comments, you name it. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. If you just heard the last hour, we talked about Jenny McCarthy, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Big Pharma, the Canadian government, all coming out and saying, don't let her have a show on The View. Not because she's a communist, because she's not a communist. It's like the old Red Scare, but worse. Because they really were communist, but it went too far. This is, you think vaccines might be dangerous. Everyone knows there's no problems, no side effects. I show you articles every year when the vaccine season comes around, the start of school. There's zero side effects. They're conspiracy. And then I read the actual CDC side effect, you know, hundreds of pages on air. Hundreds of pages of it. Death, brain damage, autoimmune, retardation, narcolepsy, epilepsy, on. I mean, go to CDC vaccine adverse reaction page. Don't believe me. Jenny McCarthy's crazy. She says vaccines might hurt people. She says fish might be in the ocean. The sun might come up in the morning. Bears might live in the woods. Birdies might live in trees in nests. Women might like to paint their nails. And Papa likes to drink beer. You never heard something that crazy, did you? Absolutely off the chart. Cuckoo, Cocoa Puff, crazy. 800-259-9231. Okay, where to start here with some of the news we've not yet plowed through today. I'm going to get this cop on. Look at this article out of Reason. Cop fired for speaking out against ticket and arrest quotas. Quotas have been known for decades, and the police have been told to lie and say that they're is no quota system. Folks, the DWI police in Austin make over $100,000 a year, while the other cops make $40,000, $50,000. And that's why they pull you over. Been drinking? Well, just get out here and walk. No probable cause. Get out here and walk around for me. Or if you had one beer, they take you to jail. It's because it's a big cash machine. Nothing to do with your safety. Texting while driving is five times more dangerous. You don't need drunk driving laws. If someone's recklessly driving, it's a felony. You're crossing the lines repeatedly, they got a dash cam video, or they testify to that, then you've been drinking, probable cause, we're talking 5 years in jail. That'll cut out drunk driving. Not having two beers when you weigh 250 pounds and come driving home. Now they're doing cheek swabs all over the country, Arkansas, California, with no warrant, and doing instant marijuana tests. I've seen studies where marijuana drivers actually drive safer. Yeah, the slow lane, 10 miles under the speed limit. Marijuana heads. Yeah, let's arrest them and charge. I mean, this is ridiculous. What about all the pill heads out there on all these psychotropics and pain pills? Oh, well, if it's a prescription, then that's okay. But wait, the system's hungry. They're going after them now, too. So I want to get this guy on. This is Auburn, Alabama, is home to sprawling plains, Auburn University, and a troubling police force. After the arrival of the new police chief, the department entered an era of ticket quotas and worse. Yeah, you know why I like the Travis County Sheriff's Department? From what I've seen in it, they don't have a quota. I mean, you got to really be driving recklessly for them to give you, to mess with you. Austin just gets worse and worse. And, man, the state police, I mean, that is a cash machine. And now, these state police aren't like they used to be. I mean, they pull you over, they're, and they'll even know who I am. But I've learned they do this to everybody. They're not singling me out. And you do any drugs? You got any alcohol? You on any kind of, mind if I search the vehicle? And I just flip out on them. I mean, like, I flip out like, you know the government deals the drugs. Stop bugging your eyes out at me like I've done something wrong. I mean, the government is a narcotics trafficking murder gang. Stop acting like I did something. I'm sorry, I need to settle down right there at that point. Excuse me. The country's completely overrun by the New World Order. And let me explain something to the police. No amount of tickets are going to keep the cities and counties and states going. They're run by city managers in almost every case. I've had city managers of major cities on to admit this. 75% of the money or more goes into offshore banks. It's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. The budget is less than a third of the real money. Everything's about the budget. They never tell you about that other set of books. It's sleight of hands. The money's all gone, folks. It's all actuaried. Look up that term. Don't know what it is. To bankrupt us. We will all go the way of Detroit. If they have their way. I don't know how else to explain it to you. Except for Lower Manhattan, Austin, Texas, San Francisco, Whitefish, Montana, and a few other places, elite listed, Agenda 21, technocratic command zones. You're like, that sounds like Hunger Games. Yeah, that's science fiction product placement, propaganda placement. They call it behavior placement. Years after I coined the term propaganda placement, the feds call it behavior placement. That's basically what they'd like to build. That's the plutocratic New World Order, Club of Rome vision. The technocrat vision is even worse. Just get rid of everybody. The minute China has robots in for everything, they hit the virus button. Okay, just it's released. They're not building a technocratic system, though, to just have dominance. They're doing it to replace humans. Then they're going to turn the robots off. And folks, this is not my opinion. I just cannot warn you strongly enough. You better go read what all the top futurists and globalists, from Ray Kurzweil to Bill Joy, right down the line. You better find out that what they're saying is actual policy. It isn't some pipe dream. And the technocrats have now merged with the plutocrats, and they have merged the program into a neo-feudalistic serf system, not to create a plutocratic endless serf system, a Hunger Games scenario, to bring in the robots, to implode the economies, to get full control over humans, and an artificial scarcity system. See, the robots and automation mean, we, according to all the physicists and researchers and academics that I've interviewed, and I agree with their analysis, it's accurate, we should be working 2 days a week coming up with ideas to empower humanity, having giant corporate and public buy-in kind of massive scale crowdsourcing programs. There should be a global crowdsourcing program for space stations. There should be a global crowdsourcing program for moon bases. There should be a global, and they've all discussed this. They could do this. You'd work 2 days a week. We'd be wearing freaking aluminum outfits with jetpacks, folks. I'm telling you. And that's already what the globalists have, okay? They're just not giving you that. We're 2013, baby. We're in the future. Makes me so upset. Instead, the public wants their culture of bling. I don't care if you're a gangster type or one of these yuppies with their bling. You know, that's the perfect $50,000 bike. I'm talking about bicycle and the outfit and the country club, and you're part of the elite. You're not part of anything. You're not part of the elite till you're an elite thinker for humanity. Nobody's elite joining the dark side, lying to yourself, thinking you're part of a winning operation. This is the most selfish, disgusting New World Order situation I've ever seen. See, one article just makes me go crazy, because that's how I think. I know the cops are told that, oh, if you don't write tickets, we're going to go bankrupt. Oh, you know there's a shortfall. They're like, all right, I'll go out and, you know. Cops don't go after bad guys anymore, folks, because too much of the bad guy operations are run by higher-level government groups being funded by corporations to turn a blind eye. That's on record, and that's why Chicago crime bosses and New York crime bosses and all these guys hate the fact the citizens have got guns, because how are they ever going to fully take over and implode things and socially engineer us if we've got guns? How are they going to have race wars and collapsing societies when all of the evil blue states and all of the evil red states, I'm being sarcastic, have to be played off against each other when it won't work if everybody's armed? The gangsters want our guns. 800-259-9231. And if you don't write tickets, you get written up and then removed off the force. And now if you don't go and help the CPS take kids, you get thrown off the force. And now if you, on and 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 on, and you get told, go out and violate people's rights, you know, we're doing it for their own good, blah, blah, blah. But you know that wealthy areas, they pull over a black guy driving a $100,000 Mercedes in a suit, the cops aren't going to violate his rights. They pull over $1,000 Mercedes with a white guy wearing an Armani suit. They're not going to violate his rights statistically because they know this guy's got lawyers. This guy knows what he's doing. Of course they're going to violate poor blacks' rights and poor whites' rights and Hispanics' rights because they're being told, do this. That's the fake macho thug culture the globalists are trying to social engineer into the police. And they know these people can't stand up for themselves and have no history of liberty, no history of freedom, no community. The government's the community. The government got rid of daddy in the house 50 years ago, and folks, there's not even a family, there's not even a culture. Daddy's MTV now. Flavor Flay is a young black 10-year-old's daddy. That's how you get in the $1 million house. The $10 million house is acting like an idiot. But in the real world, you don't go anywhere acting like Flavor Flay or acting like Kid Rock or all these other people. They create fake role models for you to destroy you. Destrotto. Is that how you say it in Italian? We'll be right back with your phone calls, the NSA, and all the rest.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
I'm going to go to your phone calls, and then I'm going to break down the traitorous House of Representatives rejects bid to curb spy agency data collection. It's admittedly illegal. They're recording everything. Have computers listening to everything. They're using it against Congress. They've tapped the phones and have microphones in the cloakroom, the Supreme Court. It's all come out, and they're like, we're not going to pass a law to restrict that. There's already laws. And let me tell you, this is the moment in corruption where the society either wakes up or totally collapses. Because now it's all out in the open. I mean, it's It's been in the Chicago Tribune and Associated Press that major defense contractors run child kidnapping rings and connected to snuff film groups. And it's like, well, they're a big defense contractor. That's what killers do. It's a business, grabbing your kid out of the backyard. I mean, and I'm looking at all this going, we got to do something. They're putting poison in the water. They're trying to knock people off the air. These are crazy people. And the worst of the worst, because we let them run things, get into power. They shove the others out of the way, and you end up with the most demonic people in control. And now the House is, we have to spy on every American. Remember, it's not about Al-Qaeda anymore. It's about the returning veterans and the gun owners. This is Twilight Zone, folks. And then I have a lot of other news we're going to be getting into as well. But before I go any further, if you're a TV viewer, anybody can watch the daytime radio show. It's free at Infowars.com/show. Find the free podcast, the free iPhone, Droid apps, the Flash players, you name it. I mean, it's got every player you can imagine on there for the show, Infowars.com/show. If you're a radio listener, you can go see this, or just type in Bradley Manning Court and look at the photos of him when he's brought in and out of court through hallways. They will have Army soldiers in full combat gear with M4s and sidearm strapped to their legs, with other people, private Army security, walking around, acting like the 100-pound man is going to kill everybody. And see, this is the new style. They told Chinese princesses 3,000-plus years ago, bind your feet where you can't walk, it's sexy. And, by the way, wear diapers, you can't get up, we're going to change your diaper, it's sexy. You know what, don't even learn how to talk, it's sexy. Really, it was the inner priest class becoming the real emperors. And in every ancient culture, women got out of hand. They said, you know what? It's really sexy if you bind your feet up where you can't walk. Just sitting there and shut up. They're like, oh, it's trendy. See, women are really controlled by style more than anybody. And the high priests in every culture figured this out. Whether it was ancient Europe, China, Japan, Mesoamerica, wealthy women got out of hand. So you just learned to go. It's very sexy to not leave this house and wear a hood over your head and be chained up against the wall. And it's very sexy to have your feet bound up where you can't walk. Well, that's how it is now. The police have all got to have machine guns, and it's really sexy to have machine guns everywhere and checkpoints. And if you're having a party at the country club, have some cops with full combat gear out front. It's like, ooh, 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 it's like Jack Bauer is going to be there. Ooh, see, they're using the same thing where, gee, I wish we had a checkpoint. Gee, I wish we had a drone over our house. Gee, I wish we had some forced inoculation. It's like real manly now to not have rights. And then you're not allowed to have a gun, but there's just troops everywhere. Remember in New York, and you go to New York, you just see cops in battle helmets literally making the most ridiculous faces you can imagine. It's like, you're like, how you doing, officer? That's the new manliness. Not being informed, not knowing anything, not being involved. Just drink your fluoride, take your GMO, roll over and die, hand your kids over to the state, but just lift weights all day and then just wear combat outfits and just stand there going, and everybody just worships you. Oh, my God, oh, the state's so powerful. And if you go to Mexico or Guatemala or Nicaragua, or if you go to Romania or you go to North Korea, you're going to see the same thing. People standing around with machine guns looking at everyone for just 9 hours a day. The troops are on power trips because they're getting the power trip of the dress up. They dress up in the outfit. They're not fighting real armies. They're not fighting Al-Qaeda. Their boss runs Al-Qaeda. It's all simulated to take over. They're all under attack. They're losers. They work for the New World Order. They're being chemically warfare and biologically warfare targeted by the eugenicist program. They're going to die young. Their kids are going to die young. Their whole birthright's been taken. But you know what? They got uniforms and guns strapped to their leg, and they're standing around going, yeah, come on, team down to Baker, Baker. Yeah, yeah. We're going to run checkpoints and stop the drug running. The globalists fly the drugs in. Then any competition that doesn't pay their cut properly, you get told to go raid. You're just schmucks. You're jokes. The whole thing's a game. The whole thing is just a complete police state fraud. The old days of cops were going in against thugs, they didn't even need bulletproof vests. They just ran in and kicked down the door. Nowadays, if there was a UT sniper, he'd be up there for 9 days. The police would be down urinating on themselves in puddles on the ground. If citizens tried to fire up at them, the police would machine gun the citizens. I mean, citizens are dogs!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, the Wall Street Journal has recently come out 2 days ago and admitted we're turning into a total police state and that militarized police wage war against an enemy, which makes us the enemy. Well, yeah, no, they now call us insurgents. It's now all insurgent control training. It's all, we live in Fallujah. We're all the enemy for our safety, of course. And it is a fetish thing to, again, be a slave and be under the control of it. Your kids are trying to put their hands up, march out of the school. And again, I get the fact that the average cop isn't a bad person. The average cop in North Korea might not be a bad person. It's just that we're going that direction. We know police in other countries, in most cases, it's out of control and they're thugs. Well, then why can't that happen here? It is happening here. And we've got Norm Stamper, the former police chief, has been speaking out about this and other issues from, of all places, Seattle. And he's going to be joining us, Norm Stamper, coming up in the next hour. We'll talk about the drug war, all of it, with him. I'm going to your calls in a moment. First off, I've told you about Monophyllon. It is the best clean brown seaweed that comes from the Southern Hemisphere, where it's massively cleaner than Northern Hemisphere seaweed. The natives call it Kumba. And we have the lowest prices on Monophyllon available at InfoWarsStore.com. So you win, win, win. Get a great product, help your body, and support our transmission. So here on air, I'm taking my second dose. Took one this morning. I'll take one now and then tonight of the rich in so many key nutrients and minerals, but mainly the naturally occurring healthy iodine. IQ Booster, major new study out, Business Insider reported on, and then now the totally non-GMO, pesticide-free, whole food, certified organic, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 available at InfoWarsHealth.com. I like the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine, too. This is an 8,000 ORAC organic score that is off the charts. It's got everything in it you need, absolutely everything. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsHealth.com. I go out and I find the very best stuff, and then that is what I promote and how we fund our operations. So it's a win-win, win-win-win. You can sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com to get the lowest prices on the entire line of longevity products. The absolute lowest prices at InfoWarsHealth.com, and sign up and get free shipping there on the site. You can also call the toll-free number at InfoWarsHealth.com to ask any questions or need any help signing up, or if you want to be a distributor, one-time $10 fee to get your membership and get discounts, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, InfoWarsHealth.com or 888-789-9277. You owe it to yourself and your family. Again, here is the new Peach Citrus Fusion. Even better than the original Beyond Tangy Tangerine, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWarsHealth.com. And also my favorite energy drink that's natural and healthy and doesn't give you a speed hangover later, filled with all the vitamins and minerals and turbocharging you with some stuff from green tea. It, of course, is the Polymers Plus, with yours truly on the cover of it, InfoWarsHealth.com, or call the toll-free number right there. Don't forget the new film is out as well that we're distributing, and that's available at InfoWarsStore.com to wake people up. It is State of Mind, the History of Mind Control, the Present and the Future. So important to see, and I'm in it, many others. Very important film. And you've got Homeland Security, Future Home, a former massive mental hospital used in MKUltra control. They're adding on $4.5 billion mega torture complex. So that's where you'll be disappeared. It's got dungeons and everything for you and your family. Because, you know, criminals that want to run dungeons and torture people work for the psychiatric system and Homeland Security. Why not? Where else can you run child porn and snuff films and every crime under the sun and run narcotics into the country? And Pat Tillman speaks out against the narcotics trafficking. You just murder him and make up a story, I was fighting Al-Qaeda, and it comes out, you don't get any trouble, you know. So, again, we just got to admit how evil the globalists are. They have infested all the major posts in the federal government, to the point that we're like, we're going to just have Congress vote to not restrict illegal spying. And they're like, yeah, we're having hearings about taking your private pension funds and public. And they will take it. Hell, the average person would give up their birthright and throw their kid into a blender. They could wear a military outfit and stand around with a machine gun scaring people. I mean, that's being a man. You know, not building something, not doing something, not raising your kids up, not being honorable. No. I mean, look at Mexico, man. They got thousands being killed every few months, checkpoints everywhere, black ski mask. That's manly. We're going to be just like Mexico, but better. Yeah, baby. Let's go to Carl in Washington. You're on the air, Carl. Thanks for holding. Yep, okay. Well, sounds like you don't want to talk too much, Carl.
No, I'm here.
Hey, bud.
I'm here.
Fuck, you're here.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Oh, okay. Hey, Alex, I wanted to make a couple comments. First of all, the Paul Revere films, I haven't found a bad one yet. They're awesome. And are you still there?
Yes. All right, caller, I appreciate your call. I just couldn't understand any of that. We don't screen the calls. I might have had bad audio. But I really appreciate you calling. Dave in Colorado. Dave, you're on the air.
Alex, I've got about three, four topics here. Freedomburg Convention. Why don't we have a Freedomburg? I like that guy's idea. Maybe we can organize enough people to where we have one subject at a time we really focus and concentrate on. Another one is, I don't know if you have a document database, so I can download some documents and get them out to people. I talk to people all the time. I mean, people are definitely waking up, ready to be awakened. I've gotten the feedback from it. Positive note on that end. Globalist amnesty program. Let's get these globalists infighting amongst each other for a piece of life. Of course, we won't let them get very far or have any power, but they can live. Another one is the Catholic Catechism. I would like your comments on that, what it has to say, because I see a lot of freedom, a lot of humanity there. And I'm not giving up, never filed taxes, never will. I'm with Kokesh on that one. Disfund this organization. Your comment.
Well, I don't know what we do at this point. I mean, this has happened in history over and over again everywhere. We know where it goes. You get rid of checks and balances, rule of law. You become an immoral people. The very worst will take over because they want to exercise mass death. They want burning cities, piles of dead children. And normal people go, but I don't want that. That's not going to happen. They don't understand psychopaths, sadists, control freaks, demons, hell force. And so it gets released. And now the whole bottom's falling out. It's like, yeah, we're corrupt. Yeah, we bring the drugs in. Yeah, we're putting poison in your water. And the general public is so poisoned, they don't even know what's happening. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, you see attacks on all basic Christian religion. Because it talks about family and not having abortion, and because God is above the state. And the state wants to be God, so it wants to get rid of its competition. Whether you believe in God or not, the atheists are like, we don't have God-given rights. The state gives us our rights, so the state can take it away. Even if you're an atheist, you should say, I believe I don't get my rights from the state. I have an individual right. Well, they go, well, you're just an animal, actually. You don't have free will. So let us decide what you're going to do because, free will doesn't matter. We just want to make the decisions. You don't need to make decisions. You can't make decisions, but we're going to make them for you. It's all mind games. Good to hear from you. JB in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alex. I'm calling about something interesting with the NSA Google connection there that you've been documenting for years. So I had signed up for the Google Voice, which they, as you know, give free phone calls through integrated in their Gmail service. And for the longest time, I would get voicemail, an email sent to my account saying you've got a voicemail from a random number that you don't know. And the voicemail might be 1 minute, it might be 15 minutes of people going about their daily business. And they're being recorded and it's being transmitted by their cell phone and then it's getting sent to me for no reason. So at first I called, hey, did you call this number? No, what are you talking about? I just pulled them up here on my account for, going back 2 years, dozens of these.
Yeah, let me explain what's going on. When you build backdoors into the dishwashers, the computers, the smartphones, all of it, It puts added cost on everybody, and then it causes a lot of compatibility problems because everything is really built to spy and control you, and then it allows other third-party groups to break in and use the data. And then the government uses that as an excuse to get more power, and then they're using face scanning technology to tell if you're wealthy or not to then charge you extra or to tell what you'll buy even if it costs too much if you're poor. That's what the customer loyalty cards have always been about, is to track your behavior so they can rip you off. I mean, it's all just a giant gaming system. People say, well, why should I be private? I have nothing to hide. Well, then why don't you leave your house open at night? Because there's bad people out there. Well, it's the same thing. They are using all this to have an advantage economically to dominate and control you. And to figure out how to game you. The smart meters 20 years ago when they were coming out with them said, we're going to control what's in your house. We're going to charge you at peak times. And we're going to use this to increase prices. And they're now doing it. And so we're just saying, oh, we trust you. Because it's bad to not trust people you don't know. See, you're supposed to trust people you don't know. Trust the government, that's virtue, but don't trust your family. All the sitcoms, all the dramas, fight with your family, fight with your husband, fight with your wife, trust the government. It's the opposite of how things should work. And so, yeah, I mean, you get calls on your cell phone where people are breathing, you get other people's voicemails, because it's all run through these big hubs now, and a lot of the compatibility problems, it just compounds technological problems that everything is having snooping hubs put in front of it.
See. So I just wanted to put that out there, you know, that or is it them, you know, right in our face with it? And if I could, just one thing I wanted to say, I agree with you that resistance is victory, and you got to resist them every time you can. I always opt out. I always make a point to tell them, you guys put the underpants bomber on the plane. They admit it. I pull up the documentation. I've got, you know, I've been there where the TSA come around, and then I have to stand, you know, they hassle you, they give you the pat down, and then I'm forced to stand there right at the line and record, you know, the rest of the time there.
No, that's it. They're teaching you that you're a suspect when, of course, the people running the country stage the terror so they can get trillions in no-bid contracts and take over society and spy on everyone and get away with bloody murder and invade whatever countries they want. Of course they did it. Of course they financed terrorists. I appreciate your call. Then they say, oh, you're saying there's no terrorist. No, there's real Muslim extremists. The point is the globalist funds them publicly. Do I get apologized to when all that gets admitted? No, I'm that much worse. Oh, I'm so horrible. Look, people have a decision to make. We're going to lose everything because we're letting corruption grow, or we can wake up and admit we're in trouble and try to turn the tide. But if the general public, not our listeners, but new listeners, people that are in denial, last night at about 9 o'clock, I was still working, and I said, let's go get some food up at this local restaurant / bar. So we're in there eating. And people are coming over, shaking my hand. People are taking pictures with us. So, you know, we were having a meeting about a film we're making. It was about 10 o'clock at night, and this guy sits down at a table. He's just bugging his eyes out at me. You could tell he was like a trendy government type who thought he was the boss. And I just looked at him and said, oh, you're with the government. You're the boss. You're looking at me in a sardonic way, and I'm supposed to feel small. And then he didn't like that and got up and went and sat down at the bar. And then I saw him turn and look as two guys with their beautiful girlfriends came over and were shaking my hand and saying hi and stuff. And it just made him really mad because he was seeing liberty was popular. See, they want to sell the idea of Jenny McCarthy's a kook. Don't give her a show. Ban Mancow show. Get Alex Jones off the air. It's all peer pressure. And because these are collectivists and they want to make you feel uncomfortable. Hey, I'm not uncomfortable when some cowardly piece of crap like you, excuse my French, is sitting there trying to glower at me like that's going to shake me up. That just makes me work that much harder. And I worked till 10:30 last night and went home. I slept good. We're going to beat you. You people are going to beat yourselves. Because here's the secret. You have a hard coating inside of you. You're evil on top. But deep down, you've still got human instinct. You people will sabotage yourselves in the end. We've just got to resist so the collapse isn't too bad. So we're in place to pick up the pieces. You people are born to lose. You are a bunch of cowardly filth, and that's why you try to go get in groups to come dominate individuals. You hate winners. You hate beautiful people. You hate smart people, and you can go straight to hell, okay? I mean, you know, that's what it comes down to. You people have failed. Okay? You will fail. You know you're a joke. That's why you hate everybody, because you're so ugly inside. I know who you are. I know who you are. I can assess you, because I've got all my human instincts right there that the system works to turn off. I've got all my discernment. I've got all my intuition. I've got all my intellect. I've got all my history. I've got all my understanding. My only problem is I overheat. I get so angry, so frustrated. The caller goes, yeah, I heard you say that the underwear bomber was put on the plane by the government. I went and looked it up. It was true. Yeah, C-SPAN, Detroit Free Press. I knew a month and a half before because eyewitnesses we had on air. And I already knew when the eyewitnesses were credible just from the way what they were saying, their history, who they were, and how they were talking, and the MO of the globalist. I knew that the guests we had on that were witnesses to that bombing, that firecracker bombing, You have a firecracker bombing and some drugged up Mutalib's pants, and you get to roll in $5 billion in naked scanners the last 3 years. That's pretty good business. Boston Bomber's brother, CIA, on record, back of the newspaper. They put him on the cover of the Rolling Stone saying he's guilty. The media spins it saying they're glorifying him. No, they're not. They're framing him. The guy already said, I'm not guilty. They're probably torturing him right now. He'll end up saying he's guilty later. If they have to drug him up or electroshock him until he thinks he's the Hamburglar. This is a government that tortures on record. And they've put an NDA into law so they can tell special forces, you go kill that talk show host. You go kill Michael Hastings. You go kill him. And you got the president's authorization right here. Yes, sir. What they don't tell you is they're going to kill you next. They'll kill you down the road. And the big purge that's coming. And you all just think you're going to sell out to it and you're going to have some future. You're not going to have a future doing this. So I'm beyond you. I mean, that's really the best part about this is I don't care what you scum think about me. I don't care what you do to me. I'm committed and I know who you are and I see you are. And by the way, I can smell you. I can smell your spirit. And boy, it doesn't smell good. They say angels smell like milk and cookies. You smell like a dead rat. Stuck in the ventilation system. You look even worse. Look at you people. Pathetic. I'm so glad I'm not you. I'm so glad. Thank God I'm not you. Thank God. Hallelujah. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I always fought the globalists because I have love, and that's my main engine. You can feel it, can't you? Boom! Alex Jones. I want the truth, the whole truth. truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. You don't think we're not going to fight you, you rat bastards? I'm a bleeding heart lover of humanity. Lover of goodness. Lover of courage. Lover of beauty. Lover of life. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Alex Jones.
I mean, I do this because I care.
Overnights on the Talk Superstation.
I tell you, we got some great audio editors around here, but that the folks that did that at that affiliate are just amazing. You guys like that? I like it. I am a love machine. You know, that's what happens. I do this too much. 3 hours a day running this whole thing. I just start flipping out because, I mean, I know they killed Pat Tillman. It's on record. I know they did the underwear bombing. We know the federal agency that got him on the plane. We know they run Al-Qaeda now. We know they're putting poison in the water. We know they're trying to break down the family. I mean, turn on the news. That's globalist propaganda. Turn on a sitcom. All that anti-family stuff. I mean, this is sick. And it's just, I can't believe they're running all over us and we're putting up with it. And I can't believe Media Matters, run by the White House. I've seen their own internal videos they've put out, a bunch of college kids under White House people. You guys really have signed on to basically like Adolf Hitler? And you're like, oh, no, we're fighting the right wingers. Yeah, right. Sure. Yeah, right. I mean, just such flaming authoritarians. And I just hope you enjoy what happens to you and your family at the hands of this. Remember, you know, when your mom's 45 and gets diagnosed with cancer and or you have a kid and they get the second round of shots and never talk again, you'll become a listener then. I can't tell you how many radio hosts, TV hosts, government people, FBI agents, billionaires, you name it, hear the show, laugh at it, and then get set up or their kid gets brain damage from a shot or they notice both their neighbors' kids have cancer and then their wife gets it. I mean, look, nobody's getting out of this, okay, unless we turn around. That's what I'm telling you. There is no giving in to this. There is no selling out. It's like jumping into a pit of rattlesnakes and going, I'm gonna make a deal with them. There's no making a deal with this, folks. And I've said that a trillion times, but it just comes back to me that I have gone kind of crazy, though. I mean, the stuff I talk about is real and true, but, yeah, it's gotten to me. It's gotten to me, too, to just watch most people just go on by in a trance like it's no big deal. Let's go to your phone calls. James in Kentucky. James, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Oh, thank you, Alex. First-time caller. I really appreciate it. Just a few things. I'd like to make a comment and then ask you a question after this. I'd like to see you do more mainstream TV. You know, I think that'd really help out, you know, to get the word out there. I know I learned about you on History Channel and you did that show with Brad Meltzer. So I think that would just be huge to really opening things up and getting people to know things.
Here's the deal. If I do a Brad Meltzer thing, it's 2 days. You know, go to Bohemian Grove again, or I do a show on Masons, it's 1 day. I've been on a bunch of shows. They offered me a Travel Channel show, and I said I couldn't do it, even though that was only a few weeks to shoot the season, just because I've got to do the show, all this, just to keep this running. I mean, you understand, you can only serve so much. I can't do it all. It's kind of like I can't have two families, you know. I've got to, like, focus on what I'm doing.
Yes, sir. I would take whatever opportunity you could possibly in the future. I just think that's huge, you know, towards getting the word out there. And then also, I'd like to let people know that cannabis truly does cure cancer. And if they go on YouTube to Run from the Cure with Rick Simpson, they can learn about hemp oil and how it truly does cure cancer. We need to really change.
Well, there's a lot of people that say they have cures to things. There are major studies showing hemp oil has amazing effects on you know, not getting cancer as quickly and can help mitigate it. But I think saying things are cures.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.